in matters like this, the ethics committee of the FA that must even determine. Remember the FIFA issue? The ethics committee of FIFA came out with a ruling that suspended or banned Jérôme Vaquer and then Michel Platini. The ethics committee, which he was the head, but it is the same subcommittee of FIFA that banned him. Can we say the same here? That if, for instance, Mr. Yann Tichy has been quote-unquote implicated in this scandal with the presidency, can the ethics committee then say that based on this, can you step aside for investigations to continue?
They should.
But they have not been. We need to see whether their mandate will travel to that land. Until such a time, the president of the land says that I've ordered for your arrest. That is a serious implication. Even if you are innocent, it's a very serious matter. Very serious matter. Even if you are innocent, for the president to issue an order of arrest for you, now, the ethics committee of the FA, they have now the power to decide that they will tell Ms. Yann Tichy, based on this issue, step aside, so that the investigation will continue. That's what I'm saying. Can they? It's unfortunate, but as we sit here, he has to go and exonerate himself from the CID. Now, what we are now dealing with is morality. Whether he has the moral power or will to continue as the FA president or not, we need to establish.
Head of Radio Sports George Latte said the media trial of Mr. Yann Tichy before the airing of a full investigative piece is unfortunate. He said though there have been allegations of corruption in Ghana's football administration, people should be circumspect in their public discourse on the issue.
I was quite shocked because all we were waiting for was the 6th June showing of Anas's investigations. And it hasn't been shown. We don't know what's in the tape or what the tape comprised of. So I thought it would have been for the tape to be shown to all of us and then we'll get to know what's in it so that when something of that sort comes out, then we know how to where to put our noses at. But from the way I heard comments and of course interviews being granted to some people on that station, I was very sorry. You could clearly see that here are people who, in our local partners, I mean Nkwesi Nyantichi. As we say, you know, he's only a reader. So they're just going to paint his image, do see all sort of things. But also then, and I think it's quite technical, as the lawyer said, we need to sit back and then get the right things. We need to put them together and then come out with a solution. So to me, I think that it was quite disturbing, felt very bad, but we need to sit and wait patiently and then see what comes out of whatever it's currently going on. But also then, Dan, it really points out to everyone in this world, or let's say on this planet, that there's lots and lots of malfeasance in Ghana football. You know, a whole lot of them. It's a whole lot. But you could clearly see that we really have to deal with the canker in Ghana football, if not in the sporting circles. And I believe this particular event, or what is currently going on, will serve as a turning point in Ghana, you know, sporting industry. Because I know there is lots and lots of coming up, and there is lots on the tape, captured on the tape, that will really help us to solve our problems in terms of our sports.
A private legal practitioner, Martin Kwebu, said the initial communications from the president causing the arrest of Mr. Yann Tichy was wrong. He said, per the country's criminal code, the president cannot direct the police as to how to perform its duties. He urged people at the presidency to communicate rightly to the public to avoid misinformation.
That particular statement, I took it that evening, while there will be miscommunication. That's the way I see it. Because legally, the president doesn't have power to say arrest so and so. No, he's chief of the military, not the police. So this particular one, so the police, they perform, yes, the IGP is appointed and all that, but from the way our criminal justice system works, the president ordinarily won't say so. So me, I suspect it's a miscommunication, either in the way the wording, you know, the presidency is so many busy things. I'm just trying to be very objective looking at it, because we all make mistakes. Sometimes you say do this. Too many things to be done at a time. So I believe it's a miscommunication, something. Because the police know how to do their job. They don't need a statement like that. So it's even good that you're saying he's reported, the president has reported the conduct to the police. Because the police will do their work. We don't need such a statement. So what we'll do is that let's have balance. Balance is very important. That okay, so for instance, even though the president says this, just like what you've done, the fact that now you're bringing it out forcefully, that look, this is the case, the police say there's no charge yet. So the balance is important. Otherwise, we'll end up running people down in the media, and then it may turn out that they are not guilty of the alleged offenses. So let's always give balance. And also, as we report this matter, let's keep emphasizing that for due process, it's a long shot. You remember Abu Ghafili's trial? It took about 5 years, you see, before justice was finally served. So as we report the exciting news, which also constantly, you do it, but once you ask, I have to give an answer. As we give the exciting news, let's also keep reporting that due process takes longer, just like what you've done.
You heard Martin Kpebu, a private legal practitioner and a member of our panel on Focus today.